Here is the translation of the text into English. Rubio says Venezuela will ultimately need transition phase, free elections. Gold rises for fourth straight day as Trump signals possible Iran war exit. Oil steady around 104 bbl as Trump eyes Iran war exit without Hormuz reopening. Front month Brent oil futures extend gains after record monthly rise in March. U.S. says Iran war at decisive moment. Tehran threatens U.S. businesses in region. Gold rises, but spot prices set for worst monthly performance since 2008. U.S. exempts Gulf of Mexico drillers from endangered species rules. Brent set for record monthly gain. WTI on track for best month since May 2020. U.S. warns Americans in Saudi Arabia to shelter in place after threats. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 1.8%. South Korea manufacturing PMI hits four-year high in March on chip demand. PMI, Elliott says, Mitsui OSK's medium-term plan does not go far enough. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 2.24%. Jipu AI shares surge 35% as annual revenue more than doubles. Qantas American Airlines get interim Australia nod for Trans-Pacific tie-up. WeRide, Grab launch Singapore's first residential robotaxi service. TSMC plans to produce 3-nanometer chips in Japan from 2028, filing Samsung SK Hynix surge 10% as tech rebounds from bruising March losses. Japan business mood. Inflation expectations rise, but Iran war clouds outlook. China factory activity slows in March as oil-driven costs weigh, rating dog PMI. Anthropic to sign deal with Australia on AI safety and economic data tracking. Brazil creates fewer formal jobs than expected in February. U.S. job openings fall in February, hiring lowest since pandemic. Morning bid, April Fool's rush in China's factory activity expands but price pressures intensify. Private PMI shows UAE willing to join U.S. in reopening Strait of Hormuz by force. Insider, trading in prediction markets is among CFTC priorities, TopCop says. South Korea factory activity expands at strongest pace in over 4 years. PMI shows IMF reaches loan deals with Papua New Guinea to unlock $216 million. UK pay body sees potential 3.7% rise for minimum wage in 2027. Trump administration pauses plans to buy warehouses for immigrant detention, sources say. Bitcoin set for marginal March gain, on track to snap 5-month losing streak. BYDFI marks 6th anniversary with month-long celebration, built for reliability. Pendle joins Vietnam IFC delegation alongside BlackRock. Morgan Stanley and Deutsche Bank. Bitcoin edges up to above 66.5K. Even as Iran war continues to escalate, the Perp DEX that processed $360 billion just went live on crypto's most experimental blockchain strategy, did not sell any shares, and did not purchase any Bitcoin last week. Bitcoin set for weekly loss as Iran war. 14 Bellon Dot options expiry, royal sentiment. Bitcoin set to end the week lower amid risk aversion as the Iran war rages on. USDT Zero integrates with Tempo to bring omnichain USDT liquidity to payments first layer one. Bitcoin recovery depends on liquidity. U.S.-Iran tensions weigh. Invesco Bond Income Plus names Mark Bridgman as chair. Evotech appoints Ashiq Khan as chief commercial officer. Algonquin Q4 2025 slides debt cut, efficiency gains drive transformation. Lafers partners with Japan Sport Association on youth sports. First Northern Community Bancorp announces stock buyback program. Fibrobiologics prices $3 public offering at $1.32 share. Kathy Woods ARK buys OpenAI Group stock, sells Verisite shares. Goldwyn 2025 slides. Revenue surges 29% amid wind power boom. Lilly to acquire Centessa for OX2R sleep disorder drugs. Service Properties Trust prices $500 share offering at $120.